KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Public Works MEC Martin Mayer says building infrastructure that can withstand inclement weather has become a top priority. He visited the RK Khan Hospital in Chatsworth today, where a 58 million rand project to refurbish two flood-damaged blocks is nearing completion. The 2022 flood severely damaged the wards, causing roof leaks that disrupted hospital operations. Mayer says changing weather patterns need to be considered when doing project timelines.
We are working very hard to see what we can do in climate change mitigation. So looking in how we can bring in more environmentally friendly building methods, generating of electricity and all of those important things so that we can also lessen the impact of this.
The hospital's acting CEO, Dr. Ganesan Govender, says the renovations will help ease the strain they've endured for 5 years.
The floods damage to this building caused us havoc in the sense that we couldn't manage. We didn't have sufficient beds for the patients. Amphitheater was affected. We couldn't sterilize equipment. We couldn't do the preparation packs for theater. And obviously this impacted on our care of patients. We had to sacrifice the last 2 years. And now I'm sure we're going to be back to where we were.
Ward 73 councillor Daniel Logan Meir says this is a huge relief for the community.
We hope that, you know, that we could restore the services back to our community people that have been suffering over the years and that they would not be transported to the surrounding hospital.
A Durban family is pleading with the public to help find their missing grandmother. Olani Jayeya was last seen over a month ago after she left her home in Mthombisi, north of Durban, to pick up herbs. Her granddaughter, Nonkululeko Njangase, says it was normal for the 87-year-old to travel alone to collect herbs. But she says they became concerned when her grandmother didn't return home. Njangase says it's been a difficult time for the family.
It is really, really painful because we don't know if her body is buried somewhere or what happened to her. Family members have even lost weight. Even the consular was searching with us. We even tried the Reaction Unit South Africa. The plane came and searched, but nothing was found.
Police have confirmed they're investigating the disappearance. And the much-awaited release of Grand Theft Auto 6 has been postponed. The latest installment of the popular video game series will now be released in May next year. The game was originally due to be released later this year, with the trailer having shown it would feature a playable female protagonist for the first time. Its predecessor, GTA 5, was released in 2013 and sold more than 200 million copies. On the weather front, back home, Durban 20 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 22 and Pietermaritzburg 17.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Two players will sit tomorrow's League Soweto derby out. Manchester United and Tottenham are both in good positions to reach the Europa League final. And Proteas women fall for a second time in the tri-series, this time to Sri Lanka.